Are you home already? It feels like it's been forever since I've seen you. Come here and give me a hug, please. Yeah, I know it's only been a few hours since I last saw you, but it's been hours since I've seen you. I got lonely and bored. On an unrelated note, don't look in the kitchen because there's definitely not a castle on our table. It's made out of all the cups in our apartment. And if there was, it definitely wouldn't be 5 inches from the ceiling. So close to success, but doomed to forever be a failure. Yeah, don't worry. I'll clean up the hypothetical cup castle tomorrow. I promise I didn't use any of the glass ones. So even if they fall, it'll be fine. Now, can you please get over here and hug me? I want a hug. I need it. Please. Please, please. But I don't want to sit up. Can't you just lean down? Just for a second? I promise it'll be quick. Hey, you don't need to pinch me cheek like that. I'm not a liar. I promise it'll just be a quick hug. No more than 20 seconds. 3 seconds? That's nowhere near enough. I need 15 seconds at least. At the very minimum. Final offer, 10 seconds. But I'll let you go change into more comfortable clothes before I trap you with my cuddles. Hell yeah. I am the ultimate negotiator. Now, come here and give me my hug. Alright. 10 seconds on the clock. 1, 2, 3. No! You gotta hug me tighter, love. Tighter. Yeah. Just like that. Okay. Now I gotta start over. Huh? Nope. Gotta start over. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 9 3/4. 9 and... Okay. Fine. 10. There. Now you can go change, but then it's cuddles and kisses time, okay? Because you look like you could use some nice, sweet affection to relax. And I'm always happy to provide. There you are. I was starting to get worried you'd fallen asleep without me. Now, come over here. I want to snuggle up with you until we both fall asleep on the couch. All tangled together. Okay? which will undoubtedly happen, since, you know, I cuddle like a sloth on a tree. Scoot over. There we go. That's it. Just get under the blanket with me, okay? Then I'm gonna wrap my arm around you so I can pull you in closer, okay? New shirt?
Huh.
Oh, I forgot about that. I'm still wearing your shirt, huh? Sorry. God, I know I should have asked, but I was just missing you. And it was kind of getting cold in here. Since I've been running my laundry all day, I haven't had any of my own warmer shirts to put on, so I kinda, sorta, just grabbed one of your flannels. I swear, I meant to put it back once I got everything washed, but I don't know. It smells like you. And it's so warm, and I feel so happy wearing it. So I just kept it on. I told myself I'd wash it and hang it back up before you got back, so you wouldn't even notice, but well, we both see how that went. Oh, do you now? You find it kinda cute, huh? Well, I'm glad to hear that you find me so adorable. I am, after all, the most adorable person you know. Even cuter when I wear your clothes, huh? That almost sounds like an invitation to wear them more often, if I'm hearing you right. Dare I get my hopes up? That's a tricky deal you're offering me now. Huh. You know, I suppose I accept. So long as I can steal your clothes, you can steal mine too. Should we seal this deal with a kiss? You know, I think I haven't had enough kisses from you, my love. How about we make another deal? For every kiss you give me, I'll give you one right back. How does that sound? Perfect. I'm glad we found such a happy compromise. So, would you like to go first, or should I? There we are. Yes, I think that worked. You look much more relaxed now. I take it that some affection from your favorite person ever is helping you relax. Good. I'm glad to hear that. So, why don't you lay your head on my chest and I'll play with your hair until you fall asleep. Sound good? Perfect.